Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Brown has it at midcourt. Shot clock at 7, off a screen, comes left. Jokic just bangs Moody out of the way. Pass deflected by Draymond, stolen. Breakaway, Buddy Hield, 2 steps to the rim and he lays it in. Draymond Green blowing up another play there. Getting some love down on the floor below us. Draymond, I got to tell you, the last 3 games have been so much fun to work, and you guys have been so impressive. How big of a win is this?
See, huge win on a back-to-back. Tough game last night. Travel, come home from a 2-week road trip to the Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic. Tough circumstance, but we dug deep. They got off to a great start. We dug really deep, and our dime showed up again. Jimmy Butler was great. BP was great. Everybody who came on that floor showed up. Moses Moody gave big minutes. Kevon Looney was huge. Everybody showed up. It's a huge win for us.
You know, it's a kind of game that, you know, where if you guys had lost, everybody would say, hey, you know what, they're coming off this long road trip, and they had the tough game the night before in L.A. where you guys played so well. But you guys didn't let any of that factor in tonight. How do you block all that out and come out and play?
Well, as you can imagine, with the circumstance, coming back from a 14-day trip, tough game last night, getting home at, I think I made it home at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. There's obviously conversations about just letting this one go and making sure we're healthy for the last 5. And I think with Rick, Steve, when it came to myself, Jimmy, and Steph, they got the same answer from all 3 of us. And so it's beautiful to see our guys, us guys, want to step up, want to compete at the highest level and actually go out there and get it done.
I got to go back to last night. You had to be laughing a little bit under your breath when Quentin Post was giving it to Luka.
Listen, that was so funny. I go up to Bron. I'm like, don't talk to him, talk to me. And he goes, he called Luka a bum. I said, really? Hell yeah, QB, I'll take it. So we living, baby.
Do you remember the first time as either a rookie or second-year player before you were established, like, that you gave it to somebody that you really respected because you're so competitive at that moment you didn't care?
Ron, I hit a game winner on them my rookie year. They had to hear about it. I remember, I always tell the story about talking crazy to KD on the OKC Thunder Russ. It's like this young guy coming in, talking to them, and they're looking at me like I'm crazy. And, I told them, you got to earn my respect. I don't really care what you did to everybody else. And QB has that attitude, and I love it.
And now when you talk crazy, they just go, oh, that's just Draymond.
Nobody likes to talk back these days.
Thanks, Draymond. Appreciate it, man.
Always great, sir. Great job tonight.
I appreciate y'all.
Have a good one.
All right.
Draymond Green, our guest. I remember his rookie year in Miami, and he was nose-to-nose with LeBron James. And I remember thinking, this is so cool. We haven't had a player like this in years, right, since the We Believe team. And just to see him, and he has taken that bravado and turned it into a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, he has. Can you imagine dropping him in the middle of that We Believe team?
Oh. There would have been.
Oh my!
There would have been so many players. He's a scratch tonight. He's not going to play tonight. You know, with Steven Jackson, Draymond, Barron, and those guys. No, there would have been a whole bunch of players who would not have played against Golden State. I guarantee you that. So. Steph Curry, 30 or more in his last of 3 games, 22nd time. In his career, he's had at least a three consecutive of 30 or more. In fact, 125 over his last 3 games at the age of 37. He's average. That's what, 41 a night over 3 consecutive games?
Yep.
Wow. Has anyone that age ever done that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
It's been high-level basketball. It's one thing if you're doing it against teams that right now are in the situation where a loss is as good as anything else for them, and there are a few teams right now because Cooper Flagg is out there, and they're waiting for him.
Yeah.
It's one thing to do it against teams like that, but it's one thing to do it against teams you're battling for position for.
No, it's been impressive. Like I said, they're putting their best basketball of the year, and they're playing it against the teams they're in direct competition with for seeding. Like if you're the Warriors right now, you're not even guaranteed to be in the playoffs. You got to be in. You could be in a play-in game.
If they lost last night, they would have been an eighth coming into
the day.
It's crazy.
It's wild. Like, it's wild. The Wolves appear to not be going anywhere. The Clippers are crushing the Mavericks tonight, so they're keeping pace. And, again, we could have we're not there yet, but we could have a really interesting last game of the season. We don't have a lot of those in the NBA, but we most certainly could have one. But back to Steph, it's just, you know, you get a few athletes here and there that do things in an age where they shouldn't be doing things. Tom Brady, LeBron James, who have said those two guys have had the longest primes of their careers of any athletes I can ever remember. But you're starting to see athletes, because they have more knowledge about how to take care of their body, how rest affects their body, all those things. And it's so much fun to see these guys do special things at that age. It's fun at any point. But when you realize how many miles they have on their tires and they're still able to do it, they just remind you. Like, I take it for granted occasionally, but there was a time during the game, maybe it was in the third quarter or whatever, where you're just watching Jokic do his thing and then Steph do his thing, and you're like, wow, these guys are just amazing. Like, a couple, the one Steph hit where he's ping-ponging around everybody, yeah, and they just hit it, it's like, I just laughed. And then you had the Jokic 4 threes in like 5 minutes and the over-his-head pass. It's like, again, for the truth, I've always said this, the true sign of greatness is making the extraordinary look ordinary. And that's what Jokic does. That's what Steph does. And Steph has been doing it for, 15 years now, 13 years, whatever it is. You look and you're like, I expect him to make every shot. I expect him to make every play. That's how good he is. But really, it's something you should stop and appreciate and just think, wow, he's still doing this at 37 years of age. It really is remarkable.
It is remarkable. Warriors have won their fifth consecutive game, 14 of the last 17. They have the 9-game losing streak to Denver, 6-game home losing streak to Denver. And the last two opponents they played have had a grand total of 20 points off their bench. The, wow, Lakers and Denver in back-to-back nights. And that, to me, was the most impressive, that they did this at the end of a 13-day road trip, six, yep, different cities, and this was kind of like a road game for them. And so, it's they're 46-31 now, 15 above 500. If the Lakers lose, and by the way, the Pelicans are actually giving them a decent game. They were down by 7 the last time. No, now they're down
11.
By 9.
Down 11, 97-86.
The Pelicans just scored. It's 97-88.
Oh, you're ahead of me then.
I'm ahead of you.
Well, don't do that.
Oh, sorry.
You ruined it. I taped it.
So, yeah, you taped Pelicans Lakers. Yeah. I'm like, oh,
not now, honey. Yeah. Jose Alvarado is the Rock.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my goodness. But think about this. Just for argument's sake, if the Lakers lose that and go to 46-31, the Warriors will be tied with,
yep,
them. Denver's 47-31. Either way, the Warriors are they're either going to be a half game out of third or fourth. I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely insane.
And it really is. And it and we talked about it. Like, and then you're like, oh, look what we can get to. Oh, look, we still got two teams in our rearview mirror that are
absolutely
that are right behind us. Like, that if we slip up, that's the impressive thing. They're kind of reeling these teams in,
yeah,
while there are teams chasing them that are keeping up with them.
There's three teams right behind them that are one game back in the loss,
yeah,
column. Three.
It's like you're hunting somebody while somebody's hunting you.
Exactly.
It's basically what it amounts to. So, and look, right now I'm not even really concerned with those teams. I just love where the Warriors are at and the way they're playing. Like, whether they're 3, 4, 5, 6. Obviously, you don't want to be 7, because then you put yourself in peril. Two bad games and you're out, and we've seen that before.
Yep.
So, again, I don't know that there's any preference. I've said if I had my preference, you know, maybe Houston because they're young. They don't shoot it all that well. But Houston just put it on the Thunder tonight. I mean, they are playing some really good basketball. Shangoon's
tough.
Shangoon's a handful. You get a couple games from Green where, you know, he's efficient. And Van Fleet can hit some big shots. He's been in those situations before. Jamari Smith Jr. Like, they can defend and they can rebound. Like, they're not going to be easy. The first round of the Western Conference playoffs are going to be a battle, like an absolute battle. Now, if you're Cleveland and Boston, you're going to have a cakewalk in the first round, more than likely. It's going to be just, we're through. No big deal. Either a sweep or gentleman's sweep. There is going to be some bloodshed in the first round of the Western Conference playoffs because there are going to be probably a bunch of six, maybe a couple seven-game series. It is not going to be easy.
And you're going to have four good teams going home.
Absolutely. There is no question about it. So, I mean, the one spot, obviously, you don't want to be is eight because then you got to go against the Thunder, who are clearly the best team in the Western Conference. But it's really been a fun race, and it's not even close to over yet. And it makes it fun, too, because you do get the scoreboard watch a little bit, and you click on any number of games on the package any number of nights, and you get a game that you're interested in because it affects the Warriors.
Well, man, just an incredible 4 days for Golden State, you know, to win those games, win the game in Memphis,
yep.
Tough place to play. You know, those people are always loud when the Warriors get in there. It's, you know, it's one of those they're still smarting over 2015 there. They still hold it to their chest. So, but, you know, it and the win last night, and again, I it's just there's a different feeling about this team. There's a different feel around this team. It's remarkable what they're doing right now. And, you know, they're making extra plays. They're making hustle plays.
Yep.
You know, and then if they don't, all they have to do is look back at the fourth quarter with the game still a little bit in the balance, and their 37-year-old captain goes down and gets a charge and a steal on back-to-back plays to seal the game.
You feel like when they need a play, they're going to get it.
Yep.
Someone's going to make it. And how about Pajemski the last couple games? I mean, holy smokes. We can't underestimate how big he has been for this team. And look, the arrival of Butler has benefited everybody. You talked about Steph free throws, and it just, you look at the net rating for all these guys since Butler has showed up, they've all jumped. They've all spiked because they get to play with a guy who knows how to play basketball. And you know, Brandon just carried over what he did last night and very confident, didn't take bad shots, didn't over dribble. Didn't try to get into the middle and use his pivot foot 17 times before he shot. He's just like, you know, catch. Every once
not
in a while,
that would bother you.
No, well, maybe. just as long as he doesn't shoot the sky hook.
He did
get rid of that this year,
did,
by the
he
way.
Has,
he got rid of it. I think he made one, actually. His percentage is better this year than it was last year. But he's just under control right now.
He, again,
beginning of the season, how many times do we see him kind of hold it, and then dribble to the middle of the paint and stop, and then pivot, and either shoot up a bad shot or find somebody late in the shot clock? Well, now it's catch, drive, dish, shoot a floater, maybe one little up fake, and then go to the rim, or just kick it back out and relocate. Like, the game has really slowed down for him in the second half of the season, and I think this is what people expected from him coming off of last year to begin the season. And maybe he was pressing a little bit because he thought he was going to be that guy right away, and it didn't happen. And it wasn't working for him. Then he gets hurt, sit out a little bit, watch the game, slow it down. And since he's come back, he's just been really, really fun to watch and really good. And him and Steph complement each other. So he has been a huge, huge asset to this team the last few months.
One guy we haven't mentioned about Sunday's matchup, 5:30, the tip, 5 o'clock, the pregame show, upcoming broadcast brought to you by Ticketmaster, Warriors and the Houston Rockets, and that is Alperen Şengün.
Şengün's fantastic.
He's so much fun to watch, and he is a throwback. You know, he can play at the box and be very comfortable down there.
Yep. He's a little Like, if you squint real hard, he's a little like Jokic. Like, Jokic is way better, of course, and Jokic does more things better. But Şengün's a guy that's not overly athletic. You get him the ball, top of the key, elbow, down low. He's your hub. You can cut. He'll find guys. He can get himself to the free throw line. Occasionally, he'll get out there. Now, he doesn't have the skills Jokic does from the perimeter. But he'll occasionally hit a jump shot. But he's a ground-bound center. But it's footwork. It's ball fakes. It's understanding of angles. And they got so many athletes around him. Like, that team is absurdly athletic. Like, Thompson? That guy's like an athlete and a half. That guy is amazing. Like, he's just really fun to watch. So, it's another one. I mean, this gauntlet does not stop. So, we're going to find out Sunday. They have one more left in the tank. Because you feel like, you almost feel like we're hanging on. We're almost to the top of the mountain. And if you let go just for a second, you fall down like 100 feet.
Yeah.
And like, oh, how'd they get ahead of us? We're right there. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Right. So I'm really looking forward to that game. It's just fun right now. It's fun watching this team play the way they're playing, with the confidence they're playing with. And you mentioned the belief. You can sense that they just believe they're going to win games now. And playing this type of ball as you're heading toward the most important time of the season, which is the playoffs. So it's a fun time right now to be a Warrior fan.
All right, sir. We will see you on Sunday.
What time?
5 o'clock
pregame.
Okay, I
just want to make sure you noted.
5 o'clock pregame.
Okay, 5 o'clock pregame.
Yep.
I'll be here. Let's go home and get some rest. We had a long road trip.
Let's stop it.